Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name's Steve Bose. A new study from MIT reveals that ChatGPT increases productivity for human workers. The major question for business leaders with respect to generative AI technology these days is whether tools like ChatGPT will improve productivity and business outcomes and empower workers with newfound skills and abilities. Most of us have tried out ChatGPT by now, but perhaps we've seen mixed results from the tool, leaving us wondering about the importance and relevance of ChatGPT in the workplace. A new study from MIT's Department of Economics designed to try to answer this question found that participants using OpenAI's ChatGPT solution saw improved productivity and increased the likelihood that they would use ChatGPT in future tasks. In the controlled study, the researchers concluded that the technology will be more strongly complementary to human workers, meaning it assesses tools like ChatGPT as a way to empower workers. But how these tools are actually implemented in the real world remains uncertain. Unlike earlier AI tools, which raise concerns about the automation of routine tasks, deep learning tools and large language models like ChatGPT can execute more complex creative tasks like writing or design. And how generative AI is implemented in the workforce could negatively or positively impact labor inequality. Inequalities between workers could either decrease if lower ability workers are supported more by ChatGPT, or they could increase if higher ability workers only have the skills necessary to take advantage of the new technology, according to the study. The MIT experiment comprised 453 college-educated professionals and randomly assigned half of the participants with ChatGPT after completing their first assignment. And these assignments were writing-based tasks, like press releases, short reports, delicate emails, which mimicked the work that grant writers, marketers, consultants, data analysts, and HR professionals would do in their day-to-day work. The study found that the group that was given access to ChatGPT decreased the time taken to accomplish a task by about 11 minutes and increased the quality of their work outputs. Notably, the performance of the treatment group, the ones using ChatGPT, increased between their first assignment, which was done without ChatGPT, and then the subsequent assignments that had ChatGPT. The study concluded that this could close the inequality gap between skilled and unskilled labor. Now, this has been anecdotally true for anyone who's used ChatGPT. The study provides hard evidence that workers armed with tools like ChatGPT can be more productive and perform tasks better. Yet still, how this plays out in the real world will evolve over time. Is this MIT study further proof that ChatGPT should be taken as a new tool in workers' toolkits? Or will companies interpret this as evidence that generative AI can actually replace entire jobs? Ultimately, this study underscores how the implementation of generative AI, like ChatGPT, depends on a wildly complex and unpredictable factor: human nature and our relationships with new technology. We will continue to follow how generative AI tools like ChatGPT are changing the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for today's Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.